This podcast replay is brought to you by Pallet Rack City, 305-887-9212. It's your one-stop shop for all your warehouse needs. They buy and sell new and used. Pallet Racking, largest used racking inventory in South Florida. You want a great rack? Go to Pallet Rack City, 305-887-9212.
Anthony's asking me about Diego Maradona, and I got to tell you something. When he passed away the other night, I think it was Wednesday, correct? Yes, it was Wednesday when the news broke. And I got home that night. I went to go see...
You were
see,
on the air that day, bro.
Yeah, I was when on...
You were the one that broke it.
Yeah, it was right at the... Well, I didn't break it, but I mean, it was towards the end of our show when it broke.
Right.
And so when I got home that night, I sat for an hour... Because I lived the Diego Maradona stuff, and I was actually doing a lot of Spanish radio early on, and there was a lot of talk and that stuff. And everybody knew who Maradona was, obviously. But I went back on Wednesday night, and for an hour, I went on YouTube to go look at all kinds of Maradona highlights. And just to remind me of his greatness, and his, man, that guy was special, because that guy made goals from every angle on the pitch. Okay, and all kinds of ways. Yeah, he had that wicked left foot, but he also had touch that he tripped out goalies left and right, that he left them standing still because he knew how to boot right over them. And he made it from all angles and all distances. I mean, the guy was as phenomenal as he gets. Some amazing passes. His balance was sick. And I guess because he was kind of short and he had strong legs, his balance was amazing, how he could weave through two, three, four guys, get the ball through, get tripped up a couple times, maintain his balance, fighting through all the trips, and somehow or another make a great pass or score a goal. And I know, you know, there's something about Maradona that is the same thing as Mickey Mantle, the same thing as Babe Ruth, the same thing as Jimi Hendrix, and Keith Richards, and I could just go on and on and on and talk about Lawrence Taylor and talk about certain people that were great in their own right, but they kind of needed demons along the way to kind of, I don't know if it assisted them. I don't know if it kept them on some kind of an edge or something like that.
It becomes part of their aura.
I don't know what it was, but you know, everybody talks about that if Mickey Mantle didn't drink so much, he would have been that much better. You know, people say, well, if Jimi Hendrix didn't do all those drugs, he would still be alive and jamming. And if Diego Maradona didn't do all those drugs like Lawrence Taylor, that it was kind of part of who they were, and that was their challenge. And I don't know how much of that is true or not, because I'm not them. I've never been that kind of person, so I don't know. But it is interesting how over time, whether it's Aaron Sorkin, who is one of the great writers of all time, and he's putting together The West Wing, which is one of the great TV shows of all time, and the dude's a heroin addict. And it is funky, weird, odd, whatever adjective you want to use, incredible, amazing, that you have all these demons, and yet you find time to accommodate the demons, then overcome the demons to then go out and perform at the highest level of whatever it is. You're Prince and you're on all those drugs and you got to maintain, or you're Michael Jackson or you're Mickey Mantle or you're Maradona. Right? Isn't it weird? It's odd. Because it doesn't have to be just cocaine. It could be painkillers, and it could be alcohol, and it could be whatever. And we've seen all those different types of people that had all these demons, and yet they found a way to excel in their craft at the highest level. And that's one of the things that when I was reflecting on Wednesday and seeing how great of a talent he was, I also weighed in the fact that this is a guy that all the way to his final days had demons. When he was in the hospital, they had trouble controlling him because he had alcohol withdrawals. Because he was an alcoholic. to his last day. Probably a drug addict too, to his last day. But again, it is amazing that even with his lifestyle, he made it to 60. It's amazing that Keith Richards is still alive at this point. Right? It is a weird dynamic how it's happened to so many people in all walks of life, in all types of professions. Right? John Skipper, who is now the lead guy at DAZN, he was kicked out of ESPN because he had a cocaine habit. And this is the guy that's making all the big decisions for ESPN. And he had a substance issue. It's just, it's really like, it's odd, man. It's an odd thing that stuff like that goes on. But Maradona, great, 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 great player, you know? But all kinds of demons, obviously, like a lot of people. Okay, because that's the other thing. I love how, like, you know, one guy has here, let's see, where is it? Diego Maradona was a cokehead. Okay, David Iglesias, that's fine. But lots of people have demons, and they were great at what they did. Lawrence Taylor was a cokehead and alcoholic and all that stuff, and he was they changed defenses offenses because of him. That guy changed the way the game was played. You know, that guy was like an ultimate game changer, and yet he had all those demons. You know, so I get there's lots of people like that in all walks of life. And some of us run into those kind of people every day almost. Because you might have somebody in your life that you know has all kinds of demons, yet somehow or another...
Functioning addicts.
Yes, functioning addicts. And they stay... And to function at that level is just incredibly impressive. Sick, demented, twisted, not right. It's wrong, but it's still incredible.
Let me ask you, okay? Obviously, because I wasn't into soccer as much as I am now and whatnot, and have seen the highlights and stuff, but not specifically when he played. Would you say that it was like Pele and then Maradona? Like that was the level of excellence, like that was the baton?
Kind of like Dr. J to Michael Jordan. Pele, Maradona, Messi now are like, and Cristiano Ronaldo.
Oh, okay.
These will be the arguments of who's the greatest of all time.
Trying to correlate, like, my favorite Sports Illustrated cover is that Dr. J passing and Jordan below taking the ball.
Yep.
That's my favorite.
Miami Kid J says, we can also argue that Dan Marino had a little bit of a coke problem too. Miami Kid J, don't be ridiculous, bro. Come on, bro. Don't be ridiculous. There's a difference between doing some coke that maybe he did, maybe he didn't. I don't know. But not he wasn't a coke head. Okay? He wasn't Daryl Strawberry. All right, dude? Come on. We're talking extremes now. You're now getting ridiculous. Okay? You know, it's insulting to put Marino with those kind of guys. Marino is not that dude. Okay? There's plenty of people that recreationally did some alcohol, did some drugs, whatever, but they weren't addicts, and they weren't, they were, Marino wasn't a guy that was brought down by any kind of drugs or alcohol ever in his life. That maybe he did it, maybe he did. People are young, they do all kinds of things, but that wasn't something to put Marino in this same conversation, Miami Kid J. It's irresponsible and it's freaking ridiculous. Okay? Tons of people have their party nights, bro. Doesn't make them addicts, and it certainly does not make them, you know, Mickey Mantle.
You're comparing a recreational
it's ridiculous.
Person to a
ridiculous
lifestyle.
Right. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah, it's, you know. Oh, but you brought it up, bro. Don't say that's not what I meant. You brought it up. You said we can also argue that Dan Marino had a little bit of a coke problem. He did not. A problem is an addict. He did not. Now, did he party? Maybe he did, bro. It's the 80s. I don't know. Yeah, plenty of people partied. Plenty of people are still partying every once in a while. Addicts are different. Whole different conversation.
Well, what was the comedian back in the
and
day?
Like Mike No Go Zone says, it's amazing that Ozzy Osbourne is still alive. I don't even know how he can still somewhat talk.
What was the comedian back in the day? Like, there's a room of like 500 people, and like, you know, we do drink this, we do a little coke, blah. There's like five people that claps, and he goes, oh, yeah, out of the 500, there's only me and these five guys that are supporting $1 billion a year business. Yep. Just the five of us.
Yep. Big O, Maradona's the greatest of all time, no question.